Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And this show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as 1798part2.org and republicreview.org. You are listening to the only show that will provide you a constitutional process and solution that will actually place the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. This is literally what Madison and Jefferson did back in 1798, with obviously a little bit more flair because we're using airwaves and streaming and the internet to get this word out, where they basically just made written appeals and sent them out to the legislatures. And the American people really had very little knowledge of what was going on back in those days, where today we have full transparency. So I just want you to know that the number to call in, because the phone lines are open, as I can see that they're open now, the number to call in is 215-867-8255. And that is also 215-TOP-TALK. So let me point out the importance. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to probably put these links up on the website this weekend, but I have this video, if you haven't heard, and you can go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and hit the Take Action page or Take Action link on that page, and it'll take you to that page. And so you will just scroll down underneath my briefing slides that I use in my presentations. Just click on the link that has the presentation here. It's on YouTube. You click on that baby and it will take you to the presentation directly and play for you so you can understand the context of the Constitution and what we need to do and why the audit or republic review is so important in saving our republic. If we do not take action, we don't have a lot of time, folks. I mean, it's not tomorrow, but if you don't realize what's happening in our education system, if you don't realize what's been going on in our government with the deep state and so forth, then, you know, time to wake up, maybe go get a cup of coffee. I don't drink coffee. I have maybe a peach tea or something, but I will definitely invite you to start looking and start reviewing and understand that our system is designed and is working overtime to collapse itself. Our education system is trying to get kids to come out of school to vote in the electorate, and these kids are foaming at the mouth to throw away our liberties, theirs as well as yours. And so watching this video will give you a great context of really what we need to do. And like I said, if you've got the inkling, you know, you got your child's birthday party coming up, then have a big birthday party, you know, let all the kids watch it so that they can learn. And maybe actually, if they're old enough, if you've got kids in high school or junior high, maybe they should watch this, because it will completely conflict with everything that they've been taught about our government and our the Constitution and what they're learning in our education system. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you've noticed my Mobius Strip Press, but I will say this, that I go around and usually when I speak, I ask the audience or what have you. I used to do this. I don't do it as much anymore because people start getting wise and a quick way to make some $20 or something. Anyway, I do offer, and as a matter of fact, I think in the presentation I did this last year, what are the five documents that are in my Mobius Strip Press? It looks like a reef, but anyway, if you look at that, the only person that ever got that correct was a homeschool kid. In other words, some young man, he lives close to us, and he was actually able to nail it. I mean, it didn't take him much time. He just blah. And I go, wow. And I go, what made you think of that? And anyway, he got it right, and he earned $20. So anyway, I'm telling you that little side story as the background of just how bad our school system is and just how good homeschooling can be. Let me also take a quick second to grovel, because I do need help. I need all sorts of help. I need mental help, emotional help, financial help. But more importantly, I need support and help with the cause. I do have somebody in Tennessee. I think I might have somebody in Oklahoma. And if you're in a state that's a red state and it's not one of the six I'm focused on, then by all means, I'll let you carry the torch for your state and I will help you. Just reach out and we will get it started. And you can be a leader in your state in championing the protection of the citizens of that state from federal tyranny, because that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to protect ourselves and put an end to federal tyranny. So if you've got time, if you have a computer, you've got, you know, a little bit of computer software literacy and so forth, is a phone, I can help you and show you what you need to do, and we can get it all started. You don't necessarily need to have a script to memorize. You don't have to, you know, have a profound understanding of how to split the atom here. Isn't that difficult? And as a matter of fact, I think once you start getting it, there's a gentleman in California that sat down and talked to a person I'd worked with before. And before you know it, he ends up calling and talking to me and saying, what the heck is this going on? And as I explained it to him, it didn't take him long to put two and two together. And he's on it. I mean, he is a huge force now, and I actually need to start linking to some of the stuff that he's doing in Southern California, because he is doing everything he possibly can to make a difference. And I know that's what you are too. You're everybody that is involved and everybody that is listening. That the listening is the beginning of doing what you can. And then all you've got to do is start putting some rubber to the road, put some pencil to paper, put a finger to a phone. It starts making it easier and easier. You do not have to be a person endowed with all sorts of money to make a difference. All you have to do is have the passion in your heart, and you can make a difference. So as I always do, and as I did today, I actually scanned the news. And even though there's good hyperbole and there is more reporting on all the different trains on the train tracks that are coming into the station that are just being torn apart, and it makes good entertainment, I understand. We can just sit there and watch news 24 hours a day, but that is the distraction. You need to turn away from all of that calamity and start focusing on fighting tyranny. And so as I watched and looked through, I can report to you and give you assurance that there is no sign, and there will be no sign, of the federal government disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. They're just not going to do it. That means you have to do it. And that's why I'm continually trying different approaches, the soft, the poke in the eye, the pat on the back, the kick in the rear, those types of things to help motivate you to actually put that, you know, finger to the phone, put that pen to the paper, send that email, do those little things that get this ball rolling in your court. And so I would just ask that, again, they're not going to do it. We have to do it. I need your help. So I'm continuing to grovel here. And I will end the groveling with the fact that you can email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And I will get back to you just like I get back to everybody. There's not an email out there that I haven't responded to. And when I get to a point where I can't respond anymore, then we know we've got something going here. As a matter of fact, I can tell you that the day people start outing me what my real name is and other types of things, and it's more of a litmus test, because you know when you're really getting to somebody, when they start doing the due diligence to expose you or try to hurt you. And so there we go. I'll just leave it at that. I have a standing question that I always ask, but it is Friday, and there is a reprieve. It's like, I am commuting your sentence for the day, or commuting the question for the day. Whatever question you want to talk about as far as the Constitution, by all means, the phone lines are open. By all means, you can call. And if it's a really good constitutional question, and I don't even want to say really good, if it's a constitutional question, then by all means, we can capture your contact information and I will get back to you and I'll send you a set of my books. But with that, I do have a lot of stuff I want to cover, and it's very important that we kind of get through this today, because I still haven't finished the Pennsylvania ratification debates. And they are in the queue. I've got them up. I'm looking at them. But there's a lot of other things I want to cover today. And one of those things, with 10 seconds less or more, today is the kickoff, and Red Pill Expo is in full gear. I will be there. I'll be there tomorrow capturing small videos. Been there already. Met a lot of people. And so I'll be capturing. Let me tell you about the videos I'm going to capture there tomorrow as soon as we get back, because you can tell I'm at a hard break. And so I think you'll be interested in this. I'm going to try to get these things posted as well as some other videos I've just got up. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And as I was just saying before we got cut off by that hard break, I'm going to meet up with Tom DeWeese and Trevor Lawdon, as well as Ed Griffin himself, as well as a lot of other people. I plan on capturing with Trevor and Tom a couple of little video clips, because Trevor Lawdon is a subject matter expert on communism and how communism has infiltrated our government and our political system and grassroots organizations on the left side. And so he has a wealth of knowledge, and his latest studies have gone down something that I've kind of talked about in my book. I talked about both the communism within the government, or Platonism is what I call it, and how I didn't call it communism, but how basically as churches have began to sell out their parishioners and their followers so that they can serve mammon, they've basically abdicated their responsibility. And I talk about this in my book, how they have been basically throwing their parishioners to the state, saying, if you need supplication, go see them. And they have quit and abdicated their responsibility in taking care of the temporal welfare of their people, their flock, and sending them off to the state. And so we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, all the research he's been doing and this information that is coming forth, and how the communist movement has infiltrated, or maybe it has actually been a part of the religious organizations for quite a while. I'd like to, you know, get my arms around that research. But Tom DeWeese also is a subject matter expert on Agenda 21. And I know there are a few subject matter experts out there, but Tom DeWeese is the president of the American Policy Center, and he actually has a really good process. One of the things that kind of brought us together, he has a process in petitioning and getting people to sign pledges to commit to stopping these progressive globalist agendas from being implemented in your local communities, by your county commissioners, your city councils, and so forth, and how to go after them at the low level, which actually parallels a lot of what I am doing with Republic Review at the state legislator level and how we attack that. And so what we're hoping to do is I'm going to be sitting down with them, kind of talking about their expertise and then getting into their positions, because both of them have been very supportive of Republic Review. Tom wrote my backwards for my first executive summary, and Trevor has written the foreword for my first executive summary. And so if you want to get that, you can contact me and I will send you a copy of that. It's not as distilled as the bullets, but it is a lot of information. I also provide all the cited documents that I use that supports this. And so anyway, as you can tell, there's some noise coming in here and I got to silence that. Long story short, what I am looking to do is getting these videos, and so we can post these and use these things for, help me out here, trying to get the promotions and the information out regarding, I'll call it these rodeos, or what we may end up doing is doing like a Red Pill mini expo, to where when we go into Wyoming, possibly Kansas, and maybe even Utah, we actually have Red Pill University kind of sponsoring this so that we can penetrate the grassroots levels and work with them in helping them kind of clear, get rid of the rhinos and really bring in good quality constitutional candidates so that they can get their representation that they need to protect them from federal tyranny. So just plan on being able to take a gander at these videos coming up. I would also mention that if you still haven't, you might be able to get some streaming, but I'm presuming that a lot of you are probably streaming right now and maybe not even listening. I haven't looked at how many listeners we have, but I will probably tell you that I am competing and everybody is competing right now with what's going on at the Red Pill Expo. So let me move into the news. I don't know which train, that you are intoxicated by or fascinated by, but I want to drive a marketing position home with you so that you can help focus a little bit on the deep state and just a few outliers that have come up in the news regarding this problem. And the reason I'm doing this is literally, again, for marketing perspective, so that you can start understanding that if we do not do something, it is not going to get better. Trump cannot purify the swamp. Only the states have the ability to dismantle all of this government. So let me give you this setup here. If you go and look at, and I just ask that you go look at the Bundy case, the Bundy trial, and you will find out, just read the book by Mike Stickler, Bundy, about him being a terrorist. I forget the name of the book, so forgive me. But he wrote a book out, and if you look at the case, you'll find that the Bundy family was during this siege and during this fighting of the BLM and so forth, they were penetrated and or tried to be penetrated, the family and friends and so forth, this circle, this inner circle, by spies. And what I mean by spies, I'm talking about operatives with the FBI, operatives with the DOJ and so forth. Not in the magnitude of two or three. We're talking about in the tens, probably 30, something like that. And if you look at the details and just do the research on this, you're going, why is this happening to an American family in America by American government? I think you'll find that the evidence that also came out just recently about another operative trying to sell dirt on Hillary to the Trump campaign in 2016 is another case where you're going, okay, so I guess it just wasn't Page and Strzok or whatever. There's obviously somebody else. Maybe even more egregious, other than these two cases that would just hit the news just recently, I will say that if you go throughout the federal government, you will find that there are a lot of socialists, a lot of hard left socialists, like Allison, Harabar, and she's a paralegal for the Department of Justice. And if you haven't heard, she basically chased out, I forget, the Secretary of Homeland Security or Nielsen. Anyway, she was just arrested for that, and she is a paralegal for the DOJ. And so you can't tell me that these ideologues aren't driven by their ideology. And so what this speaks to is, again, she's not at the top of the food chain. She's at the bottom. So even though you've got the DOJ, you've got the FBI, you have all of these different bureaucracies that have been deeply rooted by these ideologists, or I should say far left extreme ideology. And this began actually before Reagan. H.W. Bush was a big part of implementing this crap. And when he became president, he started actually opening it up more with the Clintons towards globalism. You have to remember if you do the research, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 hit our shores, and we embraced it under the George Bush, Herschel Walker George Bush administration. And as such, he recognized, because at that point in time, we had a Democratic Congress and a Republican president. And I will assert that if you look at the opposing ideologies, there was no way we could move forward the globalist agenda by allowing a Republican to move forward with globalism. There's no way we could get NAFTA signed. That's why Bush rolled over as a president and allowed Clinton to take over, because now Congress had their own guy that they either had to throw under the bus or get on board with the, the agenda in implementing the NAFTA and all these other globalist plans. Well, Agenda 21 came to American shores with George Herschel Walker Bush. And so what we ended up getting is a program and policies that started getting rammed down our throats that were going to take away our property rights, access to our properties, and so forth. And Tom DeWeese can give you all the details on that if you want to, you know, read his books and so forth. But I'm at a hard break and I don't have time to get into that. I have to get into some other things. So when we get back, we will get into those other things. So thank you so much. Please stay tuned. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, Don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so, as I was just saying, Tom DeWeese would probably be able to give you all the details on the history of the Agenda 21 movement. And, one would think that we just, we're just having all of these things just spontaneously occurring. I will also tell you that if you really look, then you cannot deny the fact that there is a lot of coordination, collusion around the world in trying to move agendas in a certain way so that the world, we the people, can become subjects and subjugated to a very nefarious government. I give you a book on my website. If you go to, because this happened, this book was written long before tinfoil hats were a big rage. And I will tell you, if you go read this book, it will open your eyes to this concept of proofs of a conspiracy. And it was written by John Robinson. And the name of the book is called Proofs of a Conspiracy Against All the Religions and Governments of Europe. It is on my Red State Talk Radio podcast page on reclaimingtherepublic.org. Go get your free copy right there. You just download that and just read a very fascinating book where this gentleman, John Robinson, talks about this underworld that has conspired to try basically throw out all of these religions and governments of Europe. But they weren't going to just stop there. Their intent was to literally propagate and to permeate throughout all governments in the world. If you read Adam Weishaupt's charter, their intent was to create a single government. As a matter of fact, if you go to Dante way back when, I think it was like in the 10th or 9th century, something like that, he wrote a book. This was the book that got him banned for a few years. But he wrote a book about how there was a need to create a single religion and government and basically create a marriage between the two. And this falls in line with Platonism. This falls in line with what Jonah Goldberg talks about in liberal fascism, how Mussolini and even Hitler used religion to create fanaticism within their government ideology as they started moving forward. Anyway, as I said, I'm hoping to have these interviews with Trevor and Tom and start exposing some of this stuff, like the Agenda 21 and how the churches are serving mammon and so forth. And I think you'll enjoy these videos. Again, both of these leaders will tell you that the audit and Republic review will be the only way we're going to be able to save this Constitution. And I want you to also know, again, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Griffin about using this Red Pill University to penetrate some of these super red states, especially prior to their primary, so that we can actually help move the electorate in electing real constitutional candidates into their state legislature, because that's what's critical. If you keep voting for rhinos, then the rhinos are going to be putting in policies that are going to move you away from property rights, move you into subjugations to corporations and global governance, because that is the plan. That's what they're doing. That's why the Hearst decision in Washington State, and if you look at what's going on in California, how they're taking water rights away from everybody, it's coming to a state near you, and it is being implemented left and right. These are ex post facto laws. These are unconstitutional laws that they're implementing, and nobody is fighting this. And really, the only way to just put the fire out is to get state legislators to call for the audit and basically dismiss all of this crap and dismantle all of the unconstitutional government. So let me get back to this deep state, because that's what I've kind of started this tangent on. The fact of the matter is that we have a very ideologically split society. And to think a person in a job, whether they be government or not, is, unbiased when they go to work, and then as soon as they get home, they become an ideologue again, that is ludicrous. It is a fraud perpetuated among the American people to think that people do not wear their ideologies on their sleeve. It is just a part of life. Just like people wear their religion in everything they do and it drives their decisions and so forth, ideologies are just like your religion. It's your faith. It's what you truly believe. It's what makes you. And so we can no longer believe that people keep their paradigms or ideologies at home, like I've been saying, and we need to ensure that we have equal representation in every position. In other words, when you look at the FBI or after, you know, when we dismantle that, and let's say that comes into a under the state purview or cognizance, as we start creating these state offices and in state agencies currently, like the DMV, we have to make sure that we have equal amount of Republicans, or I should say conservatives, as well as communists. We have to stop allowing the leftists to basically migrate into these social services positions and these social jobs and these government jobs and be able to be the ones that control it and move it in directions of allowing illegals to get registered to vote and skirting the laws and so forth. By making sure that you have both a conservative and a liberal in these different positions throughout the state and throughout all these different agencies, it will facilitate whistleblowers to ensure that illegals aren't getting registered to vote. It will help protect us from, you know, this nefarious activities. And, oh, well, just like I was talking about in the auditors and how the election process is completely filled with fraud because nobody has access to really what's going on. And the auditor has all sorts of ways that they can move an election in one direction or another. And so because they don't count all the ballots. They would like to tell you they do, but they do. I think if you listen to my my one podcast with one of the election observers, you'll find that they make all sorts of duplicate ballots. So there's no guarantee that what's going and what's happening. They say there is, but you have no control. And the people that work these things are government employees. And so I'm just telling you that if we're going to protect ourselves, we have to ensure that there is an equal representation of conservatives to communists in government positions, period. So with that, let me just reiterate one more time, because I said this yesterday. Why do we need to focus on the states? It's because the states have the constitutional authority over the contract. The Constitution is a contract. It's their contract. It was written for them by them. And so we have to focus on the stakeholders of the contract if we want to fix the government's behavior and get it back into scope of the contract. So focusing on these state elections and these state races is paramount. That's why we want to get people to sign these pledges. And as they sign these pledges, then I will ask you, and I'll just say right now, if you don't have a budget right now, just put aside $10 or $20 a week. And as we identify candidates and say, hey, this person is pledged to, you know, to protect the Constitution, as I get these candidates, then I will ask you to, you know, throw them a little love, give them a $2, $3, $5, whatever you can, whatever you can afford, then throw some money each week to these people or every other week or what have you, and just rotate it around, make sure that you make, you know, a good wide distribution, because we want to get all of these candidates across the finish line so that they can be in the sessions of 2019, starting the movement of calling for an audit of the Constitution. There is no more important work politically that will save our Constitution than this audit and republic review. And so yesterday I talked about the marketing, and I'll just ask you again to go back and listen to my yesterday's show. It will be posted this evening. I don't think the podcast is up yet, but it will be posted this evening. So go back and listen to that, and you figure out what is going to be the driver that is going to motivate you to actually start getting involved. And again, if you look at what you spend for lunch, if you're going out to, if you're working and going out for lunch, it was $10, $15, $20 a day. I'm just asking that you take maybe one lunch money, you know, out of the week, and then use that for good in trying to help these really good constitutional candidates get across the finish line. So let me do the one thing that I always do. And as a matter of fact, I don't have time. So when we come back, I will get into the Philadelphia or the Pennsylvania ratification debates, finally. And so I hope that you find these things, because this Pennsylvania ratification debate, this is really good stuff. So we're going to get into some more supporting documentation that proves the Constitution was a hard, fast contract. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so, as I always say, are the words that I'm going to be reading, that I'm actually citing from the Pennsylvania ratification debates and all the other citations that I've provided you, are these the words of deceit? Or are the words that we have been taught from our progressive education system and our lawyers, politicians, professors, and so forth, are those the words of deceit? I will let you decide. And today, again, it is Mr. James Wilson from the Pennsylvania ratification debate. He was a delegate at the Constitutional Convention. And he states, even in a single government, if the powers of the people rest on the same establishment as is expressed in this Constitution, a Bill of Rights is by no means a necessary measure. in a government proposed of enumerated powers, such as a measure would not only unnecessary, but preposterous and dangerous. Whence comes this notion that in the United States there is no security without a Bill of Rights? Have the citizens of South Carolina no security for their liberties? They have no Bill of Rights. Are the citizens of the eastern side of the Delawares less free or less secured in their liberties than those of the western side? The state of New Jersey has no Bill of Rights. The state of New York has no Bill of Rights. The states of Connecticut and Rhode Island have no Bill of Rights. I know not whether I have exactly enumerated the states who have not, though it necessary to add a Bill of Rights to the constitutions. But this enumeration, sir, will serve to show, by experience as well as principle, that even in single governments, a Bill of Rights is not an essential or necessary measure, but in a government consisting of enumerated powers, such as is proposed for the United States, a Bill of Rights would not only be unnecessary, but in my humble judgment, highly imprudent in all societies. There are many powers and rights which cannot be particularly enumerated. A Bill of Rights annexed to a constitution is an enumeration of the powers reserved. If we attempt an enumeration, everything that is not enumerated is presumed to be given. The consequences is that an imperfect enumeration would throw all implied power into the scale of government, and the rights of the people would be rendered incomplete. On the other hand, an imperfect enumeration of the powers of government reserves all implied power to the people, and that by the means the Constitution becomes incomplete. But if the two, it is much safer to run the risk on the side of the Constitution, for an omission in the enumeration of powers is neither so dangerous nor important as an omission in the enumeration of rights of the people. So let me explain. As he was just saying, an enumeration is a list. As he enumerated, all these states didn't have Bill of Rights. That was a list of states. What he was saying is that the Constitution is an enumerated. It lists the very specific powers delegated to the federal government. As Madison said, if it ain't in there, they can't do it. They have no jurisdiction. Nicholson said they can't meddle with it. All of these different framers during the ratification debates clearly delineated the fact that the federal government is limited to the enumerated powers. They cannot assume any new powers other than those enumerated. By creating a Bill of Rights, and this should help you really understand why Madison was a real opponent to a Bill of Rights, because if you try to list the rights of the people and you miss things, then because you didn't list it means that it is an implied power or an implied right that is no longer reserved or protected, that the federal government can encroach upon those things. If you do not have a Bill of Rights and you do not list those things, then the federal government has no implied powers at all. They cannot imply, you know, because you didn't list it, that means we can go after it. If you don't list anything, then the only thing they have are the powers that were enumerated, and that is the only thing they can do. And so that's why they were really trying to separate this concept of a Bill of Rights and the enumerated powers of the Constitution. Now, to be clear, the Constitution was amended with a Bill of Rights, but it was amended with very specific nugatory powers that the federal government could not do these very specific things. And it also stated that the federal government could only do these specific things. So even though the Bill of Rights were added, and even though the Bill of Rights has, it was more of an academic or a show of good faith towards the people, the federal government has really no power or authority to get involved in religion or in marriage or in abortion, healthcare, education, energy, or any of those things, even though those things are not listed in the Bill of Rights because they are not enumerated in the powers delegated to the federal government. Again, the Bill of Rights was just a protection layer to ensure that they weren't going to mess with any of these things. But these were the only things in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. These are the only things that the federal government has the power to exercise. And that was the powers delegated by the states. So I hope that makes sense, because there has been always this little argument back and forth, well, we need a Bill of Rights and so forth. And he did a good job in pointing out that all of these states that didn't have a Bill of Rights. He also goes on and says, there are two kinds of government, that where general power is intended to be given to the legislature and that where the powers are particularly enumerated. In the last case, the implied result is that nothing more is intended to be given than what is so enumerated, unless it results from the nature of government itself. On the other hand, when the general legislative powers are given, then the people part with their authority and on the gentleman's principle of government retain nothing. But in a government like the proposed one, within the Constitution, there can be no necessity for a Bill of Rights, for on my principle, the people never part with their power. Enumerate all the rights of men. I am sure, sir, that no gentleman in the late convention would have attempted such a thing. I believe the honorable speakers in opposition to this floor were members of the assembly which appointed delegates to that convention. If it had been thought proper to have sent them into a body, how luminous would the dark conclave have been? And so he just, again, he points out, and you can tell that the sentiment was very, very clear that during these ratification debates, during the Constitution and so forth, they wanted to make sure that the federal government could not assume any new powers, that they were constrained within this box so that they could maintain a life of liberty and be able to do the things that they wanted to. They wanted to make sure that the federal government was not going to be able to just creep out and start permeating itself or start getting involved in all sorts of things that it was not supposed to do. That is why Article 5, the amendment process, was included, so that the federal government could not just assume any power to say, you know what, because we are the sovereign and supreme power over all these things delegated, we're going to assume that we have the supreme power to delegate ourselves any new role, responsibility, or power for ourselves. And the fact is that because we have an amendment process, it clearly delineates that the federal government can't do that. The only way the federal government can exercise the Department of Transportation, Department of Energy, Department of Education, Health and Human Services, any of these other departments, the only way they can constitutionally do these things is for the states to amend the Constitution in delegating them this power. This is irrefutable. Every single one of these arguments, and as you go through all of these ratification citations that I've gone through, they've all hard, fast, limited the federal government that they cannot just assume these things. So what happened? Well, we've had jurists, lawyers, we've had politicians, we've had the education system, the mainstream media, all lying to us saying, oh, the federal government can do anything it wants to do. And so everybody believes this big lie. That's why nobody wants you to read these things for yourself. And if they could have, they would have made these things completely, they would have burned and banned all of these documents. But had they done that, it would have tipped you off to go, hey, there must be something hidden in there. We better find those, hide those, and save those and read them for ourselves. Well, I got to say goodbye to those. Have a great weekend on the terrestrial radio waves. We will be right back for the streamers and let you know what we're doing next week. Thank you very much. And so let me count here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more citations from Wilson and then 4 from M. Keene. And so next week, I'm going to try to get through these last 8 citations. There's a lot more. If you go through the Pennsylvania ratification debates, Massachusetts ratification debates, the Virginia, these are a wealth of knowledge. They will actually confirm and affirm to you that we have a very limited federal government, that they can do some really great things for us for the general good of the republic. And so for us to get them back there, we must audit, we must reclaim the republic. I am G.R. Mobley. I am reclaiming the republic with your help. And that's why I beg you every day to please get motivated and join me. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.